Does it feel odd to at one point have been showing these bands, these like green rooms, I'm using air quotes here, and then to be in a band later and potentially have to go through that experience with someone else?
Yeah, it gives you a lot of empathy for the promoters, especially from a DIY perspective. And it also kind of gets you seasoned for maybe some of the sleazier venues that you would kind of witness. And, you know, I was a touring musician for 5 years, and I would say the first 4 years of it were not very glamorous. So the green rooms were, you know, few and far between. It was usually a couch that's in a back room. It wasn't until like the very last year of touring where we were on a tour bus and, you know, I had a guitar tech and got to do anything super fancy. But I will say that, you know, like the first time we went to Europe, it was like 1998, the end of every show, the lead singer would stand up there and say, "Hey, would anybody mind if we crashed on your floor?" And it was like a probably 3 month tour, and I could count on one hand how many times we had to put out money for hotels. So not only was it really amazing that folks in the scene would just allow you to access to their home, and but it was really, really cool to see how people lived and to break bread with them and to get to hear their story and to really make, you know, I have people that I'm still in touch with from the late 90s that we crashed on their floor in London, which was really an awesome, awesome experience versus the green rooms and the tour buses and the hotel rooms, which, yes, are glamorous and, well, I shouldn't say glamorous. Glamorous relative to sleeping on somebody's floor, but it doesn't have the same type of life experience that you get just getting to hang out with people.